This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, especially new listeners who are open to jumping into a podcast at the beginning of a season, the following podcast is not real. Don't be fooled into believing into the existence of other worlds. It's not a good look. Besides, every piece of this episode was recorded on your very own world, checks notes, Earth. Even this part I'm saying right now. All Earth, all the time. So relax, don't waste any more time thinking about theoretical transdimensional science, and enjoy the show.
Monstrous beast!
Fear not, that thine end shall be long away from where we are now in time, for your end is near. So your fear of living a long time shall come to an end,
and it's
disgusting beast.
Oh,
goodness, you're here. Ooh. I was just vamping, trying to stay alive.
No, I heard. I was reserving my Warhammer swing, and then I was like, is he going to get to it or not? But... buddy, oh man, it's so good to see you. Let me take off this burlap sack I have on my head here. It's me. Hey.
Oh, hi. Well, I knew it was you from your voice, but yes, why are you wearing a burlap sack over your head with two eye holes cut out?
Everyone seems to recognize my voice. I don't know what it is.
Well, you work mainly in an audio medium.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Anyway, I'm, trying to lay low a little bit, and I thought to just kind of, zhuzh up my disguise. So I found this burlap sack, put it over my head, cut out the eyes, and here you go.
I love it. Are we giving each other notes?
Thank you.
Are we giving each other notes?
Well, let me finish. I've upgraded my Warhammer. As you can see, this is actually Ooh. Star Smasher. So this is made from a dead star. It burns with white heat. What else?
Chunt, this is the sort of fantasy bullshit I've been wanting to talk about for 9 years.
Right? And I'm actually wearing armor right now. It looks like fur, right? But it's armor. I'm wearing Starmer, which is armor made from a dead star. And then I crafted it on myself, and then I shapeshifted my fur over top of it. So try and stab me.
Oh, I'd love to.
Not the neck. Sorry.
Oh,
the armor doesn't go up to the neck. Yeah, just below the neck.
Let me hit you with my healing rock.
Oh, that's the stuff. Oh, I've missed you, buddy. What's going on with you? You look totally different.
Chunt, can I have a hug?
Yes, please. Jump up and dangle from your neck.
Tis good to see thee, old friend. Oh, know that I also have been traveling all o'er Foon looking for mystical armor so that I may protect myself now that the wizards are all mortal. I have put together the mystical armor of Beklagelig Anyahim.
Oh, good.
You got it in one.
Happy. I'm so happy for you.
Guys,
what's
over
that?
Here. Oh, look at that villager. No, we gave it the office.
No, thank you.
We gave it the office.
We're supposed to meet at the tavern.
Sorry, no autographs.
Are you guys
no autographs.
Off mic? Are you guys catching up? Not
who the
on
fuck
mic?
Is this walking scarecrow? I forgot to mention. This is Centipede. I've been riding him around. Centipede, Usidor, Centipede.
My one note. If you're gonna wear the mask.
Yeah.
Maybe change the voice.
Okay. Am I changing it now? Does this sound different? Or like a...
No, it's still
like a,
very chopped.
Hmm, like a up here, like, hey, ooh, everyone, hey.
That's sort of fun.
Hey, you're in fucking trouble now, buddy.
Sorry, that villager's still waving at us. Let's go over there and we'll kill him if we have to.
Usidor, Snagglepuss, get over here.
That villager looks like someone. Is that... is that Arnie Kneecamp?
Arnie Kneecamp. What has it been, 300 years?
Guys, it's only been a couple months.
Oh.
I have everything set up in this tavern for the new
much
season
older.
Of our podcast.
You look so old in a good
on.
Way. Distinguished.
Come on. I think I'm looking kind of... Look at these cool new swords I have. I have, like, two swords on my back kind of crisscrossed so I could reach up and... they can't really... I can't get them all the way out.
I hate that motion. I hate that double-handed motion.
They look cool.
Maybe just one at a time.
Okay. I can't. I don't know. I'm not convinced they completely come out of this thing.
Arnie, aesthetically beautiful, useless in battle.
That's me.
Arnie, so good to see you. Can I give you a hug?
Yes, please. Whoa, what's going on? You're a little harder than usual. I don't like how that sounded.
It's my Starmer.
Your Starmer?
Yep, I upgraded. I have a new Warhammer made from... I already told you, sir. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Arnie, what's going on with you?
Well, guys, I bought this tavern for the new season of the show.
Ooh.
You bought a tavern?
I bought a tavern.
How?
Well, negotiated it. I still owe a lot of quests on this thing.
So you're deeply in debt, is what you're telling me.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, is this Mother of Pearl inlay?
That's pretty nice. I think so. This place is the Wanderlust.
Ooh.
It's apparently cursed, but, you know, it's a fixer-upper.
All right.
Here, this table. Guys, this very table is where we'll do the podcast. Here's your mic. Here's yours. Here's mine. I think we should just jump into it.
Ha-ha-ha. 20,000 roaring orcs.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Kneecamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. I know, it's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
To be back. You know, you take a little time off, it makes you appreciate being back doing it again.
I know. It's been so long. I'm so excited.
I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from somewhere, not that Burger King, because, hey, that place was torn down within the last few months.
Oh, yeah, they tore that place the hell down.
They tore
I saw on Twatterton, everyone was talking about it. All of Earth couldn't stop talking about how is Arnie getting a Wi-Fi signal if the Burger King no longer exists. And then I thought, who gives a shit?
Well, luckily I'm getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Crafty Beaver, which is like just a couple blocks away.
Excuse me, what?
It's a lumber store close by.
Okay. Arnie, this is a family podcast.
It's really called the I swear to God, it's really called the Crafty Beaver. Right. Anyway, I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlust, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiang Yalak, known to the dwarves as Zonanhuk Stengjis, and known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and now, forever tarnished as the Wizard who undid the mortality of all other wizards.
You're not very popular amongst other wizards these days, are you?
No, that's why I defined this mystical armor to protect myself.
It's a cool new look. How would you describe it for our listeners?
Oh, well, you know, I had to, you know, I've got my hat tucked away for another time. But now I wear this helm, and over it a hood of blue, and underneath it an armored bracer, an armored breastplate, armored leggings, all covered with mystical blue jewels, keeping me safe from the mystical attacks of the likes of Spintax and Jinlevia, and even my former friend Jimilius. Oh, oh, woe is me. Fie on them.
Arnie, and also, I can't tell. I can't tell if he's sad or he's about to break out into song. Not sure. It's kind of a crooning. It's kind of a crooning song.
Oh,
it's the worst of the two options. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh yeah, baby.
What? Do you mind? Do you want to wear that bag over your head inside the tavern?
I'd like to leave it on.
The voice, Chunt. The voice.
I tried. It came out weird.
Yeah, no. I prefer. Guys, let's get right to a guest, because look over by the bar. It looks like royalty, and he's been putting away the drinks. He seems ready to be interviewed.
Woe is me.
Excuse me, woe is
the royal we.
I hate to interrupt your... sort of moaning to yourself. Would you mind joining us and being interviewed?
Any distraction from my troubles would be most appreciated. Look, it's a human man and a wizard and a talking bag.
Yeah. Bagger, please, bagger.
Your Majesty, here, let me pull out your chair for you. Please, my liege, sit in this chair and let me get you anything that you desire.
Oh... do they have any of those little pretzels here?
Arnie, do you have those little pretzels here?
We don't have a lot of food. Like I said, I bought this place.
Fear not, Your Majesty. I shall conjure the tiniest pretzels that have e'er existed in all of Foon. Er tun tofa katatin arafakol tindaha.
Could I actually get these a little bigger?
A little bigger than that? Okay, let me try again.
Tiny food is not the way.
Okay, a little bigger. Oh, they're bigger. Bigger pretzels. That's this spell. Oofa doofa dooping.
Wow, those are wildly different spells. Can we just call that out for a moment?
Well, yes. I know a lot of different schools of magic, so as a great wizard, I may...
So you're saying bigger pretzels are a whole different school of magic. Is magic size-based mostly?
Yeah.
Why are you winking?
This kingdom is so large. I learn new things all the time. True. My new friends! New friends!
Yes! Oh. Your Majesty, I've heard a little bit about you. You're the king of this sort of small kingdom we're in right now.
Well, is it the size of the kingdom that matters, or is it the quality with which it's run? I ask you that. I've ruled over this, let's say, medium-sized plot of land for generations and with great wisdom, tenacity.
Hold on. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. You're saying you have ruled over this land for generations?
Yes, I am... something like 130, it's hard to keep track.
Ooh. Oh, I see. And your subjects, probably, their lifespan is a lot shorter than yours. So generations of your subjects.
Generations of the people who I rule over, who I've seen died at miserably young ages.
Yeah.
That's not really my, you know, it's hard for me to do anything about that, like their quality of life.
There's only so much you can do to keep everybody alive.
Thank you.
Can I just say so much miserable young age death? King, I don't know if I caught your name.
My name? King Mossback. King Grunthier Mossback.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Grunthier to my friends, and you three are my new friends, especially you, Majesty.
Always nice. Thank you, friend. King Mossback, can I ask, what's your secret?
Yeah, how are you keeping it so tight? You've been ruling for generations.
You keeping it tight? Yeah, sorry, I don't mean secret in general. I mean secret to getting to your 130s.
My secret is being extraordinarily good to oneself, taking long baths, an occasional shower, eating only the most primo of cuisine, and being filthy, stinking rich.
That does help.
Unfortunately, time comes for us all, and so it will be soon my responsibility to hand my kingdom to the next generation of Mossback. And here within lies my conundrum. Three sons, each worthier than the last. How do I decide which one to hand my keys?
Usually it's the eldest, right? You have an heir, a spare, and
that guy over there.
An heir, a spare, and that guy over there.
Yeah, but they're triplets is the thing.
Oh, shoot. And one didn't come out like just seconds before the other?
No idea. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the room.
Did they all come out like three drunks leaving a bar at the same time, like jamming the door?
Yeah, they were sort of like elbowing each other on the way out.
Yes, Your Majesty. I've heard the tales of Queen Mossback's shoulder-to-shoulder-to-shoulder birth. It's a tale told all Orphoon.
They call her the sitting queen, right?
Yeah, she bounced back. Not completely, but is she still with us?
She's still with us. Still with us. If you can believe, after giving birth to my three sons and 11 daughters, she's still with us, as bright and young seeming as the day is young.
It's nearly evening. It's nearly evening is the only
thing. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the male triplets, they're the eldest out of all your 14 children, it sounds like?
Oh, no. The daughters are, spread out. Some at the top, some at the bottom. But three men, I want to make that very clear.
Why not just pick the eldest daughter?
Yeah.
Cheers to that!
No, I was kind of being serious, but... okay. Well, all right. I get your whole deal.
Guys, I think King Mossback thinks this is a comedy podcast.
What a lock.
Sadly mistaken.
Yes. Three sons, all more qualified to rule this land than the last. And they will inherit not only my kingdom, but also my fortune.
Oh.
Ooh.
And just looking at what you're wearing, King Mossback, it seems like your clothing is very organic. I mean, you literally have a cape made out of moss. Seems like there's some kelp growing out of your hair. You just seem very swampish. Is that rude?
Yes. Well, the land is a swamp. The resources are few, and we make do with what we have.
Sure.
We're naturalists, if you will.
Well, you own it.
We own it, yes. Yes.
But you do have some bling. Do you mind describing some of your the bling that you have mixed in with the shit and kelp and stuff?
Your Majesty, bling is an earth word for your beautiful jewels and riches.
Oh, I see. We're learning slang today on the pod. Yes.
Now he thinks it's an education podcast.
May I just say this? Pick a lane, you three. If you want listenership, you're going to have to, learn to market yourself to a specific audience.
We try to be everything to everybody. A little informational, a little life advice.
Yes.
Populist.
Here I have around my waist the great belt of catastrophe. I made it from the braided hair. The warriors that one day plundered this region. It's literally my enemy's hair.
Was it imbued with any mystical properties from your amazing triumph?
The mystics in our realm tell me that whenever I kill someone in battle and wear them, that I take on their years. Which is how I think I've managed to live as long as this.
Well, the secret comes out finally.
Also, looking at your belt, it seems like a lot of your enemies are redheads.
Yes, lots of redheads ran the swamp, yes. And you're right, that is the secret to my... Is this a health podcast now?
It can be. Look, we have a segment of everything.
Yeah. Podcast, yes.
So what you're saying is, when it comes to enemies, you have a type.
I suppose that's fair. We have types we love and types we despise.
So I'm so sorry. To get back to your three sons.
Yes.
You can't decide who to give your throne because each is exceptional in their own way?
Yes, my three sons, Cody, Nate, and Eric.
And your first name again?
Oh, he's choking. He's choking.
Too much plum wine.
Yes. The pretzel was too small.
Still?
My name, Grunther Mosback.
Yes. Grunther. And then Cody, Nate, and...
Eric.
Who? And so what are their... Arnie, should we take a break or should we get into the sons?
Let's take a break and then let's
talk about the sons. I want to know about these sons and their strengths.
Yeah. Mm.
We'll be right back with questions from the audience. We're sort of a Q&A podcast.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Fish niche, what for flam? How are these pretzels? Are they appropriately sized now?
These are too big, sorry to say. I think I'm looking for something in between the second and the third.
Okay, just break these in half.
Oh, okay. That totally works.
This is what Star Smasher was made for, baby.
You're just smashing these pretzels to bits.
Wait, yeah, smashing pretzels, that's something. Write that down in my notebook. Here you go. Here's some pretzel splinters. Should be nice and bite-sized. There you go. So, King, tell us about Cody, Nate, and Eric. Let's start with Cody. Cody's strengths. Why would Cody make a good king? Why would he not make a good king?
Cody is a philosopher. He roams around the countryside, putting on intellectual summits meant to educate the serfs.
Oh.
The summits, they mostly consist of him and his friend Mark. They sit on two soapboxes and they just sort of chat about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they call this sort of roaming show the two royal dudes.
Okay.
It's really scintillating stuff. It takes some time to get into.
Sure.
But once you're in, you're all the way in. It's really, they cover topics such as the benefit of drinking bull's blood and how everyone should own a crossbow.
Huh. Everyone? I've been saying that.
Everyone, you know, you need to protect yourself, even against the government. And I say that as the government.
As the government, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, they talk about limiting the role of government, which is sort of strange, given that he is the prince and stands to inherit the kingdom. So maybe a ding, maybe a vote in no column.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like king material, perhaps.
You'd be amazed the audience this thing has.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe
amazed or upset?
Yeah, like, I think like 100, 120 serfs. It's a little unclear if it's a new audience every time or if it's just the same audience that's sort of following them around.
It's got to be so hard to get good analytics on this kind of thing, you know, like, and also, like, are you measuring serfs that are just walking by or
serfs who had an impression made upon them, like it made an impression on them?
Yeah. Or is the serf like dead and just happens to be there, but you're still counting them?
Right. Yeah, that's the big question. You know, how many of them actually died in place and are just there from show to show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about Nate.
Yeah, King, tell us about Nate.
Tell us about Nate. It's got to be better than Cody. I'm going to be honest. It's got to be better than Cody.
Cody is a fantastic choice for the future of this kingdom. Let's get that very straight. But Nate is clever as a whip. Okay. Nate is he's a financier, an economist, if you will, who has developed a new currency.
A new currency?
Yes, he calls it Natecoin.
Oh.
And while the standard for our land is gold, this new coin is made of something completely different. It's made of cow feces.
And he named it after himself.
He did.
I think personally, look, I'm sure he's got his own plan. Personally, if I were making a coin, I would either
Usador Arnie's finally going to let us know his insight into making currency. We've been begging him for years.
Finally, our economics segment of this show. I would either make it out of something besides shit. Or if I had to make it out of shit, I probably wouldn't name it after myself.
So the Arnie Necoin is not made out of cow shit. We were setting the record straight today?
Look, here's the thing. There's probably going to be trace elements of cow shit. You can't have there be none.
Sure. But all currency, I don't know if people know this, every single gold coin in the kingdom has shit and cocaine on it.
Exactly. Too many people snorting cocaine off of coins.
Yes.
You've been paying attention. I rule over a swamp, so the choices are rather finite in terms of material.
Yeah.
But it technically, or Nate and I, Nate tells me that technically it's more valuable than gold because there's less of it.
Oh, okay.
But he's made less of it, so there's less of them. So by sort of law of scarcity, there's less.
It's more coveted. Okay.
Huh. I mean, that's only true if people... things only have the value that we ascribe to them. So if I look upon this pile of cow shit and say, no, thank you, it holds no value for me. Isn't that correct?
Yes, but I have in turn forced my kingdom to use it. And so the value is actually quite meaningful.
Oh, I should get some of this.
So let me ask you this, King. Nate, and I guess Cody, because I failed to ask for him. Have either of them tried to, you know, like, drip poison in your nose, your ear, your eyes, your mouth, but any sort of poisoning of you attempts at all?
It is hard to poison me in the sense that I only consume anything that comes from this tavern.
This tavern specifically?
That's sort of how I keep it, you know, keep it clean.
Okay, and also your ear holes are very tiny, so it's probably hard to get poison in there.
I get that feedback lots. I get the feedback that I've got little holes, little orifices, not very much room for entry.
That's good for a king. I am so jealous.
Some say that's how our kings were naturally selected.
Tiniest holes.
It's evolution at work, which I don't believe in, there being God.
What?
I don't believe in evolution, but if I did, then it would make sense that those of us born and bred to be kings would have tiny, teeny, tiny holes.
But the three goddesses bequeathed the gift of evolution upon us. It is part of their divine plan.
Wow.
way to rationalize.
Gotta say, I do appreciate your separation of church and kingdom.
Yes, there are ways in which I'm actually quite progressive.
Okay, that's good. Now, have you noticed, I appreciate how you are very supportive of your two sons so far, despite them, I don't know, seeming not so great to me personally.
Ah, just brilliant sacks of meat, both of them.
Has it ever occurred to you that both of them seem to be dedicated to disrupting you specifically? Like undermining your economy and getting the serfs to distrust the government, which is you?
It is only the natural path of any young man to try to upset their father, mm-hmm. to try to improve upon their father's ways. If not for improving upon me, then why should there be sons at all?
Hmm. This is wisdom. Arnie, didn't you ever rebel against your parents?
Well, you know, my dad is a basketball coach and my mom is a math teacher, so I guess, yeah, I am bad at
both
of those
things. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You sir, did we know his mom's a fucking math teacher? Your mom's a math teacher?
Yeah, this came up and we got mad at him at that time, too.
Yeah, you reacted with just as much shock then as now.
How are you so bad at it?
I don't know. Good question.
And you're the purveyor of this institution.
Yes.
That's going to be tricky.
By the way, here's your tab so far.
Ha! Huh. Wow. This says you owe me money.
Oh, shit.
Arnie.
Shit.
Fuck. Chunt, did you ever rebel against your parents?
Oh,
yes,
all
tell
the
us,
time.
Paper bag.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes, all the time. I would turn into all kinds of animals that they didn't want me to. You know, for a shapeshifter, there's certain forbidden animals. Your walruses, your wolves, anything with tusks or fangs.
Hmm? Wait. Not W's?
Your water buffaloes, your weevils, bulls, B-O-L-L, or the bull weevil, B-U-L-L, very formidable beast. Mm-hmm. What else?
Your woodpeckers.
Woodpecker. My mom would flip if I ever turned into a woodpecker.
I love birds.
No widow wabbits.
What's this?
No widow wabbits?
No widow wabbits.
Wow, it says here now that you owe me even more money.
Shit, I'm ruined.
So yeah, I'd rebel. Ysor, did you ever, you were never a kid, but in the Great Halls of Tarakas, did you ever rebel against, you know, your instructors or anything?
Oh, I was very studious at the Great Halls of Tarakas. But lest thee forget, I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and wind and rain and fire and beasts of the forest, deers and all sorts of manner of nature that insisted there be a champion who would defend us from the forces of evil. And those birds wanted me to fly everywhere, and I said, nope, I'm walking.
Yeah.
Smart.
King Mossback, what was your relationship like with your father?
I was immaculately conceived.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Barry, the lead.
I only knew my mother, the great queen.
Okay.
The last queen will ever have.
I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Huh. So I guess in your own way, you also are rebelling.
That's right.
Well, if I may ask then, if you aren't part of a lineage of kings, how did you ascend to the throne if you were just born immaculately?
Yeah, do you have any siblings? Or?
I was the only child of my mother, the queen. She took no husband, not wanting to share her power. And yet somehow I was born into the world, thereby returning...
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's getting emotional. He's thinking of his mom and getting emotional.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yes, my mother. One of the great, great rulers of this land. And when I finally destroyed her, it was all that I could do. It was all that I could do to keep myself together.
Sure. Ooh, matricide. Okay, that's a real game changer. Looks at the king. Wink, wink.
Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o.
Arnie, I think we have to check this guy's midichlorians.
Yeah, well, I think we need to dig a little more into his dirty laundry and figure out, like, what we could learn from all that.
and my final son, Eric.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Eric Mossback. Tell us about Eric.
Eric is a patron of the arts.
Oh.
He has a particular love of a fine nude. He collects nudes from all around the kingdom. Drawings, paintings, sculptures, etchings, marble.
All sorts of sentient forms are beautiful in their own ways. That is a legitimate form of art.
I hate that he's my favorite son.
Right.
Eric will stay in his bedroom and just admires the nudes for hours at a time. Hours and hours. Sometimes he admires them so much that he emerges sweaty.
And when you try and go into his room when he's admiring the nudes, does he say or scream anything at you?
His door is locked.
Oh.
And entrance is not an option, I assume, because he is so focused on digesting their divine beauty.
Concentrated to the max. Okay.
So you're saying that these three are tied in your mind?
Yes. The scale, the three-way scale is not unbalanced in any direction. And I must offer my kingdom to one of them with no other option except did I say 11 or 12 daughters?
11.
Oh, boy, daughters. You don't even remember the exact number.
Yes. El Bella. Bella Bell.
Oh, King. You don't have to do this.
Ella Bell.
He's staring at the ceiling trying to remember these names.
Ella Bella.
King, as soon as you're done, I'm going to ask you to repeat them.
Are three of them named Ella Bella?
No. Wait.
It's Ella Bella.
I'm going to start Bella Ella.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Bella, Bella Bell, Ella Bell, Ella Bella. Listen, we didn't get very creative with these because we didn't feel the need. Annabelle.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It sounds like the lyrics of a great novelty 50s rock song.
Annabella.
Ella Bella, Bella Bella, Ella Bella Bella.
here's one, Beth.
Oh. Ooh, changing it up.
Bethabel.
Okay.
Bethabella. And Ella Betha. That's 11.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Hypothetically, if there was a 12th.
Yes. Yes. Ella Bethabella.
Beautiful. Well, King, let me and my co-host chat a minute here. Guys, huddle up, huddle up.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnie, also, this table is so nice.
I know. I put most of the work into the podcasting area. The rest of this place probably could use a little work.
Yeah, it's a real shithole.
So what do we think? Out of Cody, Nate, and Eric, we have a fame chaser, an idiot, and a chronic masturbator. Which of the three do you think we should advise?
I would say the guy with the spank bank.
Yeah. Was that number two? The coin guy?
No. The nudie.
No, the guy that's constantly rubbing one out.
Okay.
I mean, given the choices, it's a lesser of three evils.
All right. Okay, here we go. Unhuddle. What's the word for out of a huddle? Break. Hmm. King, we've come to a decision. If you seek our counsel,
yes,
us three friends.
Please, friends. So, the three wise men, make this decision for me.
Oh, thank you so much. I have fur. Arnie, do you bring anything for the king?
You look like a wig poking out of a paper bag. Has anyone given you that piece of feedback? You look like someone shopped for too many wigs.
It's true.
Big bab. What'd you say? Bib bag. That's hard to say. Bib bag. New catchphrase. Arnie, give him the news.
Before we give you the news, I just want to confirm one thing. Does it have to be one of your sons? Because that's the part that I really hate about this. We have an answer for that part of it. But is there any possibility of it being one of your daughters?
Daughters.
Yeah, honestly, I would pick El Bell, Ella Bell, Ella Bella, Bell El, Ella Bell, Ella Beltha, Betha.
I don't have a daughter named Betha.
Beth, Bethadel.
Whoa, look at all the magic happening around us. It's like a tornado of spells. Use it or stop.
I've learned a new school of magic.
These pretzels are enormous. What am I going to do with pretzels this size?
They're shaped like women and they're dancing. User, please disperse the dispense of the pretzel magic.
gentlemen, or two gentlemen in a big bag of wigs, I have never even considered the possibility that I might give my kingdom to one of my daughters. But now, broached as you have so thoughtfully, it must be considered.
Let's take a quick break and let's dig into the possibility, into two possibilities. One, that maybe your kingdom can go to one of your many daughters. And two, maybe the sign for the Wanderlust should be a dancing female pretzel.
Final.
I love that.
I was worried you wouldn't get the marketing down and you're nailing it.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, okay, Arnie. Usador went ahead and magicked us a sign for the Wanderlust. Mm-hmm. And it is a dancing pretzel woman holding a big beer. Big stein of beer.
Oh, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
That was the intent. So let's dig into, oh boy, should we go through the pluses and minuses of all 11 daughters? What do we think?
How about we do a lightning round of like one word to describe each daughter?
Any of them have to be better though.
Very efficient. Sure. So where to begin? L? Bella? Bella Bell?
Which is the eldest?
Oh, don't say eldest.
The eldest is L. L is which the eldest.
But which is the beldest?
The beldest is Bethabel.
So I think eldest Bell, I mean, that's where we got to start, right? That's the choice number one, right? The oldest child usually takes over the throne. So tell us about eldest Bell.
Yes, L, I believe you mean.
I'm so sorry, L.
Let's get this right. You know,
I got confused.
Yes, well, Elle is an interesting candidate. She does run my military.
Oh,
all right.
Yes, she's quite good at it. I actually haven't stepped foot in the barracks for maybe going on 30 years.
Wait, she's been running it for 30 years. At what age did she start running your military?
And Arnie, there's 14 of them.
Yes, when she was maybe 12 or 13. I honestly don't know.
Wow.
I don't really keep track of them, the daughters.
How is your military doing?
It's great. She's delivered me all sorts of belts.
Ooh, L for the W. Is there any reason why she wouldn't make a good queen?
Well, let's think. She's compassionate, she's well-mannered, she's an expert in war and war tactics.
Mm-hmm.
She, in her spare time, runs my kingdom and its staff. She looks after my three sons.
Okay, so she's not perfect. She's raised three shitheads.
As best she can.
Sure. Wait, as best she can? Or are we talking
again,
about
again,
L?
We are talking about L.
Okay,
perfect. To be clear. Yes.
So it sounds like, I don't want to be rude, King, but it sounds like she's already doing your entire job and you're kind of off eating and drinking.
Well, put it that way.
Right? Am I?
I suppose I'm busiest staying alive. It's really what I've consumed myself with.
It is a lot of work to take care of oneself and to properly exercise and eat right and kill the proper red-headed enemies that you steal your essence from.
Yes, unfortunately, again, that is L. She has been doing that for the last 30 years or so, killing the redheads on my behalf.
Mm.
Oh, and then she just offers you that their life essence. Or did she not know?
Yes, she gives them to me as birthday gifts so that I might live another birthday. Well, she is quite sweet, despite her belligerent nature.
What a loving thing for a daughter to do, to care for her father in his later years.
It's the opposite of poisoning.
El as queen.
El as queen, right?
A queen gives birth to a king who gives birth to a queen. A queen sandwich with a
king
in the middle.
Well, to be fair, you didn't give birth to... Well, although maybe you did. Did you give birth to El?
Well, somebody did. Oh, yeah, my queen. The queen, yes. My queen, yes. Right, yeah.
Arnie, put a queen sandwich on the menu.
Okay, yeah. Let me write that down.
Mm-hmm. And add pretzels. We gotta have pretzels because of the sign.
Yeah, the sign. People will be so mad if we don't have sexy pretzels at this place.
So, I think advertising
at that point.
Yeah.
I think a queen sandwich will hit the spot.
King Mossback, it seems to me like it's a no-brainer that El should run your kingdom. Although, I'd like to hear at least a little bit about Bethabel.
Bethabel's a mess. No chance. No chance. I think she might be here. I think she might be in the back.
Okay.
Passed out.
Oh.
Bethabel? Is there a Bethabel here? Yeah, what?
Oh, Bethabel.
What?
Oh, your dad was calling you.
Hi, Daddy.
Bethabel.
Yeah.
I told you, you've got to limit yourself at 8. Got to cut you off at 8.
I don't want to, Daddy. Who's the wig in the bag?
It's freaking me out a little too, be honest.
Come here, wig in a bag.
No, please don't.
Come here.
I think she wants to wear you, wig in a bag.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not as... Oh, no.
I need 8 wigs, and it looks like you're the man for the job.
You've got more than enough wigs to spare. Looks like you overshopped.
Arnie, I don't want to be a wig for this woman. Please do something, Arnie.
Bethabel, there's a free drink in the alley behind the tavern.
Right. That's where I was already drinking, so thank you. Bye, Daddy. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys. I guess I'm going. Well, I'll be back eventually, I assume.
She was still wearing chunt, Arnie. That wasn't the best faint you've ever made.
Yeah.
Your Majesty, if you are determined to pass your kingdom to this queen, what other reason is there for you to continue? Shouldn't you retire and just give her the power since she's doing so much of the work anyway?
I suppose there's a piece of me that feels that if I give up my kingdom, I will succumb to death. As if a man who stops running instead falls down.
But you already have so many amazing accomplishments under your belt.
My 3 sons, for instance.
Well,
I think Eric's going to succumb to death.
To be honest, that feedback was a little muted. More muted than I would expect. What about my 11 daughters? You fill me with a new pride for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and I think you should go to each of them and tell them how much you love them, even the mess in the alley.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I'll bring them all together. El, Bella, Bellabelle, Ellabelle, Ellabella, Annabelle, Annabella, Beth, Bethabelle, Bethabella, Ella, Betha.
Oh, and I should say, when we got outside...
I think that was the last one.
Yep. I should say when we got outside, a centipede bit your daughter's foot, startled her, and I came back in. So
that's fine.
She'd check on her.
She won't even remember it tomorrow.
Okay.
King Mossback, I guess I have to ask, before we end this episode, you know, there have been a lot of changes in Foon over the last year. Wizard law has been declared. The wizards are trying to lock down all of Foon, sort of take over all of Foon to keep it safe for wizards. We're trying to fight back against that. Do you think you could talk to your daughter about inscripting her army to join our fight to defeat the wizards?
It is the least I could do to contribute to my new friend's cause.
Oh, thank you, Gunthy.
Well, thank you, King. A round of drinks to the king.
Huzzah!
To the Mossbacks.
Hey, no, not to the king. Not to the king any longer. To a patron of this fine establishment. Aww. And your friend, Gunthy.
Well, we appreciate this is one of the few places that's been keeping you from being poisoned. Unfortunately, this tavern isn't going to be here very much longer.
Arnie, don't sell yourself short. No, you're going to make a great businessman.
So because you're so bad at math.
Chunt, Usador, you know I said that this tavern has a curse on it. Basically, this is a movable tavern. So we can travel all around Foon in this tavern, building allegiances, uniting all of Foon against the wizards from this tavern.
What?
But unfortunately, what that means is this tavern is going to start moving in about 15 seconds. So, hey, everybody here, you don't have to go home, but if you stay here, you won't be able to go home. The tavern is about to start moving.
What a catchy phrase that is.
I'm sorry.
It seems like there's an easier way to say that. Everyone, hold on to something.
Centipede to me. Centipede to me.
Yeah. Everybody out that doesn't want to start moving towards Northeastia, King, you probably are going to want to get out of here before too long. Otherwise, you're going to be outside of your kingdom pretty soon.
My friends, best of luck on your adventures, and thank you for your divine wisdom. When you return to this land, there'll be a queen in charge.
Saying is you'll be dead. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I might trip on the way out of here and just lose some bones.
Just be careful.
I cannot move very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm here. I'm just going to help. I'm going to kind of push you towards the door a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Off and at him. Ow!
Sorry.
Daddy,
seriously,
ow.
Daddy.
Oh, Arnie, he pushed him right on top of his daughter.
I know, he broke something, too. Oh, he's very fragile.
Bye, Gunthy.
Come on, Bella Bell. Let's go home.
He looks sturdier than he is. Well, okay. Can you feel the tavern? It's moving.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I feel that means the magical legs. That means the magical legs are forming underneath it. So I should probably go to the steering.
The steering room?
I should go take the reins to sort of steer the tavern.
This tavern has a bridge?
Yeah.
Does it have a battle bridge?
I don't know. It's nothing that fancy. It's mostly a tavern with legs. And there's a room where you can kind of look and see what direction it's going.
A window? Okay. Arnie, a window?
Yeah, you call it a window. Do windows have different names at different sizes?
Well, there's portholes, there's windows, there's
bay windows.
Bay windows, of course.
There's other ones.
Screen windows. Arnie, are we just ending the episode by being
to the
listen?
Bridge?
All right.
All right.
I'm coming back really quick. I'm just going to grab some of these pretzels. Now I'm out.
There now, that wasn't so entertaining. That wasn't so bad, was it? Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. King Gunthyr Mossback was played by special guest Sam Reich. Sam is the CEO of Dropout TV and the host of Game Changer and Make Some Noise. Subscribe to Dropout TV to watch all its incredible shows, some featuring appearances from many of your Magic Tavern favorites. Not me. I'll keep sitting by the phone. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, also known as the Thousand Points of Easily Convinced Light. Supporters like Craig Kleinpeter, or just Craig, I've come to distrust that name, Tyler, Kate S., Lord Ariakin, the Mike Haley, thanks for clarifying, all you other Mike Haleys, sorry, not today, John Dyer, Connor Ebert, James Wardell, Caleb Hudson, Johnny Neville, Shrike Alvaron, lead character in Bird Game of Thrones, Quinn Tavern, let me guess, your middle name is Hello from the Magic, Jeremiah Monser Doman, Jack Purdom, Eric Malmgren, and Mitchell Jewers.
Hello.
Oh, great. This is the downside of opening a shop. People coming into it. I'll have to speed through the rest. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Currently, the Patreon is running new episodes of Season 4 of Offices and Bosses. Here's a clip of the most recent episode.
I'm gonna self-tutor myself through a PhD program starting next year, and I don't know that I'm gonna have time for love and other such frivolities.
Yeah, me too. I'm about to never do weed and really turn my life around. So same, actually. I actually am too busy to love you.
Really? Because you're, like, always so high.
No, this'll do it.
I think maybe your first love might just be the ganja.
No, I think I'm really busy with sort of changing the world. So I actually can't love you.
Really? A lot of people are, like, worried about you.
And Momo, this is the moment where Stoney kind of realizes the downfall of hitting puberty within a 2-second moment. Because most people, it's...
Oh, yeah, I meant to have a deep voice. It probably would have changed if I had kept a deep voice the whole episode.
Wow.
Chunt.
If only we could go back in time. I have this eraser, but I was saving it for later.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern.
Hello. Are you open? Anyone here? Sign says you're open. I can read.
Be there in a second. The nerve of someone walking into a shop during business hours and expecting service. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Levan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, done. I can turn off the space bunker ambient noise. And I guess now I have to tend to the shop before anyone gets suspicious. Coming! Hello, welcome to Kitty's Bits and Bangles. How may I help you?
Ah, what an interesting place you have here. And seeing as how you're the new shopkeep, I wanted to stop on by and welcome you. I'm the mayor, but you may call me Gianessa.
Will do. What a wonderful first interaction. Be sure to come back sometime not too soon.
What a wild response. Well, you should know if anything suspicious happens around here, I'll find out about it sooner or later. I have my ways.
Thanks for that vaguely threatening statement. I'll mull it over while restocking my shelves later today.
Now that you're open, I'd say you can expect all manner of visitor to drop by now and again, so keep that in mind and take care. Nice to meet you.
You do the same. What have I done? I should have stayed in the goblin jail.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.